What's up, Lineup Logic? It's Roto Juan here with MLB Quick Hits for Tuesday, April 3rd, on the main slate. Starting off, we got the White Sox visiting the Blue Jays in Toronto. Over-under of 9, Miguel Gonzalez taking on J.A. Happ, left-hander. Interesting spot for offense here. You know, obviously, the Dome is great this time of year. Been saying it since the season has started. Take the safety of the Dome or you know, West Coast weather where it's going to be a little bit warm or climate controlled, no wind, pushing the ball down. So kind of like the Blue Jays in this one. Their offense has woken up a little bit lately. Smoke crushed a couple balls the other night. Donaldson hit one. So both of those guys in play for me. I like Curtis Granderson a little bit. He's been hitting in the middle of that order. yet to get an extra base hit, but left-hander taking on Miguel Gonzalez. Not afraid of that. The White Sox against Happ is a spot I'm having a hard time getting a good feel for. You know, expected the Yankees to punish J.A. Happ in the opener. And outside of Stanton hitting his two bombs, the Yankees did nothing against Happ. He actually pitched well. So, yeah, I think banking on that to happen again against another really right-handed lineup could be a mistake. But I also don't want to go nuts and stack the White Sox having that result in front of us. I also think the White Sox could be a little chalky, first game of the card. Kind of, you know, stands out to you with righty-lefty matchups. Might be a little bit of a trap. If you are going there, I'd stick to the top half of the lineup. Not looking for Wellington Casillo to double-dong again. Maybe Tim Anderson at shortstop if you're going to go down the lineup. Phillies at the Mets tonight. Both New York games are a little bit of a risk with some rain coming in. It's cold. The Northeast is not a fun place to live right now. The Mets game, a little safer than the Yankees, but there's still plenty of risk. And even if it does play, like, I don't really want anybody in the game. You know, the hitters are going to have a hard time with the weather. The pitchers are going to have a hard time with the weather. It's going to be tough to grip the ball. It's going to be tough to swing a bat. You don't want to be out in 40 degree weather with drizzle, and it's not a fun way to play baseball. I mean, somebody's going to have to win this game, but I could see it being like a 2-1 affair with some sloppy inning here and there. And the rain, you can't touch the pitchers, I think, either. Nationals taking on the Braves, over-under of 9 in Atlanta. A.J. Cole for the Nats, Julio Teheran for the Braves. Not interested in either pitcher here, I don't think. Obviously, the Nats are a very good lineup. And the Braves, top of their lineups, not easy to get through itself. We've been targeting their top four or five guys for a little bit now. They're all lefties or switch hitters. A.J. Cole, right-hander, so they're in play for sure. Maybe a Braves stack. Freddie Freeman, always a great option. Even when he's expensive, he gets on base. He's not going to give you a zero most nights. On the Nats, you got Adam Eaton. He's red hot right now. Got a day of rest. He's going to get on base plenty. You got Harper in the heart of the lineup, a left-hander. Should be able to take advantage of that ballpark. Ryan Zimmerman hits the ball the other way. So if he's fourth or fifth, he's a guy people are kind of off of right now. That could be a sneaky addition to that stack. people kind of waiting to see if he's healthy, but when he takes off, it's not going to be like, you know, little bit warming up. He's just going to start hitting bombs. So you might want to consider him. Cardinals taking on the Brewers, over under of 9.5. Jack Flaherty for the Cards. Chase Anderson for the Brew Crew. A couple of interesting pitchers here. Flaherty making his MLB debut. Most recently seen getting crushed by Vlad Guerrero Jr. in a minors tune-up this spring. Flaherty's not a dominant pitcher. He's got a good slider. If he can stay out of the heart of the plate and hit his pitches, he could have a decent night against the Brewers, who are pretty swing happy. They're a lineup you can get strikeouts. When they go into a bit of a funk, they don't have great results. They're a little better with Kane and Yelich at the top of the lineup this year as opposed to last year, but even with those guys, I think you're going to see some nights from the Brewers where the opposing pitcher has a pretty good start. Chase Anderson, I'm a fan of Vanderson's. You're not going to get a ton of strikeouts from him. He does a good job limiting damage, though. He uses his cutter. He pitches to contact, which seems like a risky thing in Milwaukee, and it is a risky thing in Milwaukee, but he was really effective last year. The Cardinals are, they take a contact-focused approach at the plate. So those two things kind of seem to match up. He's not my favorite pitcher of the night, but if you need to pay down, not your worst option. On the hitting side, I'd probably focus on any left-handers you'd like. Matt Carpenter, he's at least okay at the plate right now. He might have some woes in the field with his shoulder and back and all that, but he's hitting pretty well at the moment. Ozuna, Jose Martinez are both right-handers, but they've got the power to go yard. Tommy Pham is really cheap at the moment as well. He's an interesting guy from a pay-down standpoint. On the Brew Crew, Yelich, he's probably not going to go bonkers, but you saw the other night he had a bunch of hits, and that can pay out pretty well. Travis Shaw, I like him a lot tonight from the left side of the plate. And there's always Eric Thames. He could hit two home runs. He could go 0-for-4. But that's Eric Thames. All right, Orioles taking on the Astros down in Houston, 8.5 over under. Mike Wright taking on Justin Verlander, both right-handers. No thank you, Mike Wright. Don't really like any Orioles in this one. I mean, they're a bad offense. It's just not a good way to build a major league team of just all power hitters with strikeouts galore, no contact tool. Manny Machado is the only good hitter in the lineup. The rest of them, if they get a hold of one, they do damage, but they're only going to blow up here and there, and probably not tonight against Verlander. I mean, that would be pretty ironic because everybody loves Verlander tonight, and I do too. He wasn't dominant in the opener, but got the job done. Didn't give up any runs. Had 5 Ks through 6 innings. Probably sees some more Ks tonight against the Orioles. So he's one of two guys you probably want to pay up for. And the Astros hitters against Mike Wright, yeah, I'll take any of them. 1 through 9, I'm happy to roster any Astro. Carlos Correa's got a toe. He came out of the game last night. I'd stay away from him even if he does take the field, just on the chance that they shut him down if it doesn't feel right. Springer at the top, obviously good. Left-handers like Josh Reddick, Derek Fisher, you're going to get a good price on. The Dodgers taking on the Diamondbacks in Arizona, 7.5 over under. That's because Clayton Kershaw's on the bump. Left-hander, obviously. Taking on Zach Godley, who was a solid pitcher last year for sure, especially in the early going when he was fully healthy. Good strikeout stuff. I don't hate Godley as an option, especially in a tournament. Kershaw, my concern with Kershaw, he's as good as he's been previously. No issues there. The concern is the Dodger offense. It's been sputtering a little bit to start the year. They've got a strikeout pitcher taking the hill for the Diamondbacks. you know, it'll be interesting what happens in this one. I don't love any Dodgers particularly. I wouldn't talk you out of anybody if you liked him, because there's some prices here that are half decent. Probably would go lefty-righty matchups. Not really loving any Diamondback hitters. I mean, Goldie's down a hair because of the matchup, so, you know, there's a chance Kershaw goes six and the bullpen takes over from there. And Goldie, you know, gets a couple at bats against a bullpen that's average, especially right now with Jansen struggling at the top. You know, if you wanted to get different, you could do that, because people might have Kershaw in their lineup. The Rangers taking on the Athletics in Oakland. Nice weather for this one. Over-under of 9, Cole Hamels, left-hander for the Rangers. Kendall Graverman for the A's. Graverman's not a very good pitcher. I think the Rangers should beat him up tonight. I like the top half of their lineup a good amount. Sin Soo Choo, if he leads off, always a threat. Joey Gallo, plenty of power for that ballpark, left-hander. Andrus and Beltre. Beltre's a really good price right now. I don't mind him at all tonight. You know, Mazzara, I never get Mazzara right. He hits homers in the oddest times. So if you want to go there, he's not a bad price. Robinson Chirinos, a nice catcher option. He's got power. And he's one of the lower-priced starting catchers of the slate. Athletics against Hamels. Hamels did not look great in his debut for the year. He does tend to start slow. He doesn't get himself figured out until usually May. So on the road here, with some pretty powerful right-handed bats, that's a spot to stack against. Marcus Semien at shortstop. Jed Lowry, switch hitter. Chris Davis, obviously one of the premier power righties in the game. Piscotty is a decent cash option. I don't think he's going to do a lot of damage with the bat, but he could get on base a few times and be a good deal. The Indians taking on the Angels. Over-under of 8. Josh Tomlin towing the rubber for the Indians. Garrett Richards getting his second turn with the Angels, both righties. No interest in Tomlin. He's kind of a meat and potatoes pitcher. Garrett Richards a tad, especially because people may fade him because it's the Indians he's facing and because he just wasn't that good last time out, but he's got strikeout stuff. But yeah, the Indians lineup is always a spot to find value in. You know, Kipnis has kind of been slow to start the year, but he's a nice price. Yonder Alonso has been hitting right in the heart of that order, and he's crushing the ball right now. And he gets on base as well. You know, he's a guy that I'm gonna look to roster until his price goes up. If he can keep hitting the way he started and the way he did last year to start, just take that every single night. Plug him in first base. Edwin Encarnacion, I don't expect any inside the park home runs tonight. That was kind of bonkers. Down at the bottom, you got Tyler Naquin, Bradley Zimmer, possibly. Both left-handers. That could be an interesting little wraparound stack if they go Naquin, Zimmer at the bottom. Then you could loop it with Lindor and J-Ram, maybe Yonder Alonso if he's fourth. Out of the Angels roster, Zach Cozart, all good there. He's seeing the ball well right now. Mike Trout, never a bad bet. Justin Upton, he's a little bit of a hit-or-miss kind of guy, but if Josh Tomlin can't miss the bat, Upton could do some damage. Cole Calhoun, a good lefty option if he's hitting fifth, get some RBI opportunities. And then Luis Valbuena, a paydown left-hander, if he's in the starting lineup. Last game of the night, the Rockies taking on the Padres in San Diego, 8.5 over-under. Kyle Friedland, left-hander for the Rockies. Tyson Ross continuing his comeback with the Padres again. Friedland, no thanks. Tyson Ross, I want to believe, always been a fan of his. I had him during his breakout a few years back, and he helped me a lot in a season-long league. I like his stuff. Got to see it before I believe it this year. It was not pretty last season when he came back. Maybe it was a little too soon. Yeah, you know, it's obviously he's coming back from all kinds of arm and shoulder surgeries. He's got to figure out how to pitch again. The Rockies are not an easy team to do that against. Charlie Blackmon at the top, great option. LeMahieu, he's shown some power to start this season. And that's on the road. So, you know, you roster him for the on-base skills, you're getting some power. And he can steal a base or two as well. Arenado, never a bad option. One of the best third basemen in the game. Ian Desmond's had a good start to the year. You know, he's a guy who's going to strike out a lot, but when he gets a hold of one, does some damage. Gerardo Parra, pretty good price. I'm interested in him as a pay down. He's a left-hander in a good lineup. Then the Padres righties, Margot at the top. Will Myers may or may not be in the lineup tonight. I would guess not. He's got a whole bunch of stuff going on, back, hip, shoulder. I don't even know what's going to bother him tonight. He might be on the bench. Hosmer's a pretty cheap price for a guy who's a decent player. If you need a first baseman, Jose Perella, he's a cheap player. If you're desperate, Hunter Renfro is interesting to me. He was having a really good spring, and they gave the job to Perella in right field. Despite that, now with Myers maybe being dinged, he could continue to show that. And if he does it during the regular season, I don't see how they don't, you know, how he doesn't win the job and keep it, and not just bat against left-handers. But you know, when he's hot, he's great and he's cheap. So good option there. If Austin Hedges is in the lineup, he was a late scratch last night. Keep an eye on that. But he's always one of my favorite catchers. Good price. Freddie Galvis isn't the worst shortstop either against the lefty. So that's what we got for tonight, guys. Hit us in the Slack chat, and let's get after it.